Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Paul Giamatti.
And I'm Stephen Asma.
Join us on the Chinwag Podcast every Wednesday, where we trade the banal and the boring for the super strange and bizarre.
They committed human sacrifice?
I did bring up human sacrifice, yes.
You sure did.
That just went by fast. Kind
of casually tossed that out.
I would like to have an alien hatch its young inside.
Holy shit, really?
She saw world peace and I saw demons coming out of the wall.
I will say that there was a green couch outside of the principal's office and you sat on it if you had lice or if you got into trouble.
They wake you up from the goo pods to live in reality, and you're naked and screaming. It's like...
Follow us for free on Apple Podcasts and all major podcast platforms.
For more information, go to chinwagpod.fm.
And find enlightenment through our Instagram or TikTok at chinwagpod or on Twitter at chinwag_pod.
There is just a question here in the Spotify. If we're going to change the Carl Weathers Ass Off Award since he passed away. RIP Carl Weathers, the great Carl Weathers. We didn't record last week when it happened, and this will come out later, but this is the first chance we've been on mic to talk about Carl Weathers. And in short, no, we are not going to change the name of the award.
No. I actually think this is a great idea. Also, let's change JFK back to Idlewild Airport.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
JFK is dead, guys. So, like, we can't name the airport after someone who's dead. Washington, D.C., Reagan Airport. No, we got to change it to something else now.
Bob Hope. Is Bob Hope dead?
Bob Hope's dead, man. That's okay, got to change
so
back
Burbank
to
back.
Santa Ana, or is it Burbank? Which one is it?
I think they actually call it the Hollywood International Airport or something.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, like, I'm all for this. By the way, Washington State and Washington, D.C., absolutely not.
Yeah,
absolutely not. Lincoln, Nebraska, get the fuck out of here with that name.
Mm-hmm.
Disrespectful. Those guys are all dead. We need to repeal and change them back to whatever they were called before.
West Virginia and Virginia. I'm assuming named after like Virginia Woolf or somebody, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Exactly what his name
is. Too
after.
Bad that came up in the second year at San Diego State. Zach never made it to that class.
I did actually. Oh, I didn't make it to any class in the first year, by the way, but that's... neither here nor there.
I want to ask this because I know we have a modest fan base. It's not millions of people like, you know, some other huge podcast, but it's also not like we have five listeners. But I do feel like we get a lot of examples of pure Babadook behavior.
Yeah.
Are we, I feel like our fan base, maybe, or maybe these are our Babadooks are very loud and so very prominent, but I feel like it leans very Babadooky sometimes.
Babadooky is a good phrase for it, right? Or is it just because this podcast is near and dear to our heart, right? It's a labor of love, but it is love. Mm-hmm. Is it just that we take this more to heart of like, how do you not understand what we're doing? I don't want to do the mean thing where I'm just shitting on our listeners. Like, I don't necessarily want to do that here.
I'm babadooking on our listeners, first of all.
Yes, you are.
But a question like that, I don't think that's specific to our show. And when someone says, are you going to rename something that you've named after someone because that someone has passed away? I wonder when they walk around in life, you know, I try to be funny there, but, you know, talk about JFK and Washington State, whatever, but it's like, dog, you never fucking thought about that for 5 fucking seconds? That things are named after people who are fucking not with us anymore? That never fucking crossed your mind. You said, oh my God, fucking Carl Weathers passed away. What are they going to do with that award name?
Mm-hmm.
Or was he just looking for conversation, maybe?
Maybe just opening the door to the Carl Weathers conversation, right? Like, hey, I want to get them to talk about Carl Weathers. Which,
you know what? Let's talk about Carl Weathers.
I honestly don't even know what to say in response to everything because we are clearly so moved by the brief appearances that Carl has had with this show, right? Like, he's so impactful for us that we did name the Acting Your Ass Off Award after him, even though we've had Nick Cage 16 times, right? Like, he's on twice and was so fucking good. We're like, that is the example and the pinnacle of acting for our show. So we're naming it after him. And when we found out, I don't know, I shared it to a couple of group chats. I think I shared it to our chat and I was expecting one of you to be like, no, that's a hoax. It didn't seem real to me.
First of all, he's only been on twice. On his second appearance, I went back and listened to both pods. I listened to Action Jackson. I listened to Rocky IV. Listen to Action Jackson, and it's his first appearance, and it's so obvious. We are all in on Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
We are all in on this performance, on this actor, etc. He comes back a second time. does it again, and then the trivia kind of raises the stakes on how great he is. And both of those episodes, to me, having listened back at them, and I listened to a lot of the archival ones over the last, you know, few months, whatever, those are two of our best episodes we've ever done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, two of the best movies, two of the best episodes, and he's perfect in both.
Yes.
I think those episodes are so good because he brings the excitement out of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
He elicits that reaction, which is the reason we do the podcast in the first place. We like this shit. We find pleasure in it. We find joy in it, right?
Well, most of the time.
During the sun, yeah. It's out. It's out. For years, Amin and I were just texting each other about bad movies we were watching in hotel rooms. Not together. That's weird. No. But, you know, well, sometimes.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's not that weird.
We love this shit. And then you get someone like him who in two fucking episodes is so good and tricked a real life doctor into thinking something had gone wrong on set. Those episodes are great because he's great.
If you ask me, hey, why did you guys name the Ass Off Award after Carl Weathers? I say, well, that's easy. It's because of what you just described, the scene where Drago kills him and he twitches so convincingly that the on-set doctor actually thinks Carl Weathers, not Apollo Creed, catastrophe has struck. I went back and listened to the episode. It's not just that. There's like multiple incidents during that movie where we're like, Jesus Christ. When he's talking to Rocky, trying to talk him into, I should fight this Russian guy.
Yeah.
And the robot comes in. Carl Weathers did not know that there was going to be a robot in the scene. And he looks at it and he kind of just gives it a double take and then goes on with his line, does not miss a beat.
It's it was so the good,
perfect
man.
Reaction. It's so ass off.
This is going to sound corny as hell, but I genuinely mean it this way. It feels like a member of the Cinephobe family is gone.
Dude, I said this on Levitard the other day. I'll be driving and then I'll think about it again. Like, fuck, man, Carl Weathers passed away. And this is the weird part of it for me. Carl Weathers, to me, signifies strength and power and virility, right?
Mm-hmm.
Class and intelligence and everything,
professionalism,
right?
Professionalism, yes.
Professionalism, absolutely. You sent that tweet from the Hollywood Reporter, I believe, says Carl Weathers has passed away. And my first instinct was like, nah. And then I looked at it, I was like, it's a Hollywood Reporter, man. Like, that's not like Adam Snell 25 or whatever, one of those weird accounts. But then the other thing I thought was, he passed away peacefully in his sleep. And I was like, you mean it wasn't like an explosion? Or like, on the one hand, as a human, I'm like, oh, thank God he passed away peacefully in his sleep. That's how we all want to go, right? But on the other hand, I'm like, man, that's Carl Weathers, man. You can't just take him out in his sleep.
It doesn't seem befitting of it, right?
He didn't save a family from a train track.
Yeah.
At the last second, or like Spider-Man holding the bridge together. He went quietly in his sleep.
Yeah.
He deserved a nice, peaceful exit, and that's what he got. But yeah, I mean, the cross-generational appeal is really what does it. Because it's not like this dude is oversaturated in the market. It's not like Action Jackson happened and then he made seven more movies.
There's a reason why he hasn't been on Cinephobe a lot. We talked about this actually during Rocky IV. He doesn't make bad movies.
He doesn't qualify. Like, he's too good for this shit. He makes an Adam Sandler movie watchable.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good in Happy Gilmore. And I do think it's less Sandler than normal, but still it's a Sandler movie and he's incredible in it. He's got just an all-time recurring cameo as a parody version of himself in Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He shows up in The Mandalorian.
Which is a completely different gear than he'd done in his whole life.
Right.
So Pablo told me this. Get this. The idea of Carl Weathers being like borderline homeless and destitute. That was Carl Weathers' idea.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be just originally, like Carl Weathers is my acting coach. And Carl Weathers said, you know what would be funny? My life is in shambles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm living like hand to mouth.
He's doing these airline ticket scams and he's making stews out of bones that are left over on plates.
Genius.
It's so fucking funny. I started rewatching it recently before his death. It was one of those things where I was putting it on at night and kind of falling asleep. And I was like, no, I got to actually rewatch this because he's so good. For decades, I've been saying you got a stew going because of him, right? Because he delivers that so perfectly.
Whoa, don't get rid of that.
Yeah.
A lot of meat on that bone.
Yeah. Throw that in a pot, potatoes, onions. Baby, you got a stew going.
It's delivered perfectly. It's hilarious. But I think, again, much like Rocky IV, learning the trivia made that performance even more powerful for me. It blew me away to find that out, that it was his idea to play it like that.
It's funny, too, because like Tobias, played by David Cross, that's his take on the character. Like, Tobias wasn't supposed to be that.
Oh, hell no.
The first time that they shot a scene, or maybe the rehearsal, Jason Bateman went to the director with David Cross being Tobias. He's like, are you sure that's how you want it? That wasn't the plan for those two to combine. Like, I think comedically, those two are geniuses.
Yeah.
Right? To just understand the instinct of what those characters can be. And then every time they team up in a scene, it's brilliant. It's absolute brilliance. It sucks, man. R.I.P. to... Yeah. One of the greatest, one of the absolute icons.
And I don't think we can honor him enough on this podcast. I think we should do a CT5 Carl Weathers. I think we should do a Rewatchington. I think we should do everything that we can to honor Carl Weathers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm legitimately sad. Mm-hmm. My feelings are hurt.
Way more than Tony Burton.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't on a plane, so he didn't cry, but.
Tony Burton, there was a somber sadness about Tony Burton. This one is kind of gut-wrenching. I feel like someone just reached into my chest and grabbed my heart.
I didn't know he was sick or ill, or I mean, he was what, 76 when he 76? Died, which is, I mean, that's old, but not that old, right?
That's what was so surprising. And he looked, I know that's not much because it's like I'm going off of the Mandalorian and a Gronk commercial, but he looked like Carl Weathers, man. Mm-hmm. That dude looks amazing.
Yeah. Looked amazing. Yeah. Rest in power to our favorites.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.